seven three-pointers. Yeah. I mean, you give up 7 3-pointers to one player, let alone 8 in the whole game.
Yikes.
That's not a good thing. And Bad X, as you know, has some weapons. Last year we saw Jeremy Pulaski come up, and they brought him up just before the Ugly game, and we watched him just light up the Ugly Bearcats last year. And he's off to a good start this year. He had 17 points against Sandusky, and Sandusky's no slouch defense team. So
I think you're going to see a different Bad X team. From what Coach Quinn said is the three ball is not what they're working for. He's got his kids penetrating. They want to push the ball off the court and get inside as much as they can. He said they're not going to live and die by it.
You know, that's probably a lesson learned on their part last year. You know, you get these kids coming in that could drain threes, and it's easy in your backyard, and it's easier, a little bit easier on the JV level than it is when you get to the varsity level. But the other place that Bad X is doing real well is at the free throw line. They're 61% as a team, but Jesse Quinn, and we know from last year that he's a good penetrating point guard for them, and when he starts penetrating, he gets fouls, and he's shooting 82% right now from the free throw line. So if it gets down to free throws, I'm going to give the edge to Bad X, definitely.
Yeah. Well, and not only is he a great free throw shooter, but he has got the highest number of attempts, so he's drawing a lot of fouls. When he's dribble drive into the paint, he's drawing a lot of attention and getting to the line a lot of times.
Now, I haven't seen Bad X play. I don't know if Jim's up to his old tricks where he clears everybody out on the free throw lane, then doesn't keep anybody down and gets back. Well, it'll be interesting
to
see.
Out.
But, you know, you get to talk to him ahead of time, and, you know, he gets his kids motivated, and they seem to be having fun. We're sitting over here in a different corner. We're out by where the hatchets for visitors come out tonight. They come out, and they're all excited, and they're laughing and talking to them, and they're relaxed, and they look like they're having a good time, which is probably the most important thing in high school sports, is that the kids have a good time.
He's probably one of the most passionate coaches I've ever known, and it really rubs off on the kids, and I think they just feed off him because he is so passionate and wants them to do well.
Now, this is the first year, correct, that Deckerville has been in the NCTL.
They've been back and forth, but, this is the
first
next,
in the
next round. Yeah.
And you guys got this new system now, and I should say, you know, Mary Lee's changed positions. That's what she left here before. Last year she was just the radio announcer and had left Harbor Beach. Now she's up in Port Hope, and she's coaching the Lady Blue Stars, who are fighting their own battles in the NCTL, but it seems like you got them back on the right schedule. And
loving it. It's just an awesome community, and they love their basketball, and they're very there's a lot of talent left there, and they're really a great group of kids to coach. So.
And so tell me about this NCTL now. If I've got this correct, when the Eagles are playing, they play the North. If you're in the NCTL North, that's your conference. You play everybody twice, and you play the teams in the South once. And those do count to your overall record.
Yeah, that's what I'm told, and I got to be honest. somebody tried to explain it to me, but you don't cross over and play everybody. So I'm not sure if it's a first game, a second game, or, you know, because sometimes we cross over and play twice.
Right.
So I haven't really figured it out yet, but I know they do count somehow. You know, besides your division, you also cross over.
Because you look at, like we were just talking about, the Eagles' schedule here. They played Akron Fairgrove twice and Caseville twice now, and those are both NCTL North teams. And not two teams that I would, you know, necessarily want to go out and compare my team to. What this will be good for Deckerville, of course, is basically All Saints play all year long in the Greater Thumb West Conference, so they play the tougher, bigger schools, plus their non-conference schedules. They play the likes of Essexville, Garber, Saginaw, Newbell. If this was the college level, their rankings would be great for
our
schedule. But you look at what Deckerville's had to play and come in here now and playing. It's a good game to match up to see where you're going to be for district.
Oh, yeah. And for us, even, you know, coming down here and playing, you know, Port Hope coming down and playing on the girls' side, it was a great test for us because Deckerville does play some better competition than in that NCTL.
And you can't count the NCTL out. You know, last night, kudos to the Ugly Bearcats. The Ugly Lady Bearcats are improving, and, you know, and we go back to you, and this is supposed to be a boys' game, but, hey, we got three games to go here, but you saw the other night, Port Hope almost lost to Ugly, what was it, 34-33 or something like that in the final second, and I thought they did a great job improving there because we were there later on for the boys' North Erie Ugly game, but I'll tell you what, to see them come out and play Harbor Beach the other night, they spot, and they scored 31 points, which I was surprised against Harbor Beach. But then to turn around and go into three overtimes with Carsonville Port Sanilac, which I thought was one of the dominating girls team in the NCCL.
They're pretty good. They're actually pretty good. We play them Friday, and, you know, they have a pretty good program, both girls and boys. Their boys program, you want to see a team that is mature, is that boys Carsonville Port Sanilac team. They're tough.
So
they would challenge a lot of the GT teams, as far as I'm concerned.
So you need to, I guess you probably need to talk to your old assistant, then, Jody Emming, and find out what she did to push them to what they did.
That was an 8 a.m. call this morning when I was online and I saw triple overtime, 75-69.
And they tell me that Gracie fouled out and Raquel O'Connell fouled out in the third, or they fought third overtime, or Ugly probably would have got their first win. So congratulations to the Ugly Bearcat, Lady Bearcats, who are improving. And that's hard to do. That senior group has had tough times all the way through. I had them when they were younger, but they have heart, and it's good for them, and it's good for the league. It's showing you that there's parity between the NCCL and the Greater Thumb Conference. It used to be, if you're in the Greater Thumb Conference, you were all that NCCL looked down on. Now I think it's a lot different. You see the NCCL teams in our area making farther runs in the districts and in the regionals than they used to. So, just because this is a matchup that means nothing conference-wise, I think it's going to be a great game otherwise. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the keys to the game right after this.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Bad Axe. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love Thumb Cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G home hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
As a locally owned jeweler, Michael J's Design Studio in downtown Bad Axe knows service is everything. That's why Michael's service is priceless, even when it comes to buying your gold. Not only does Michael buy gold, he has options like trade-ins on purchases and repairs. And as always, Michael J's Design Studio backs their jewelry 100%.